The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Democrat Party is shrinking right now. This is not an exaggeration. There are people who are leaving the Democrat Party who are once loyal to them, and they're leaving in droves right now. Watch this clip of Dana Bash from CNN interviewing a group of people who voted for Biden in 2020 but switched to Donald Trump in 2024. And every single one of them loved what Trump is doing.
Talked to some Arizona voters who switched from voting for Joe Biden in 2020 to Trump in 2024. And so far, they mostly like what they see.
I just think he's trying to get America back on track as quickly as possible, given the state that it was left in from the previous administration.
It feels more merit and transparency that I'm getting from the administration so far.
I approve of a lot of the stuff that he's doing with the border and everything.
He's put other countries on notice that were need to be taken seriously.
For the most part, I feel like he's on the right track by keeping transgenders out of women's sports. That's number one.
All 11 Biden-Trump voters say they approve of Donald Trump's first weeks in office.
That was hard for her to get out. You could tell. You could see the pain in her eyes as she realizes that the political party that's been paying her for the last few decades is dissolving into oblivion. And these are just the basic things, the people that in that video talk about, which is that Trump is focusing on them, which is just stop letting random people into our country. Just don't let them. Stop letting men into women's sports. Or let's just get some transparency with all that money that the government is spending. These are just not controversial things, but the legacy media wants you to believe that they are. And it's because people like Dana Bash do not live like normal people. She's paid off by the Democrat Party. She's paid off by CNN. She makes a lot of money there because she lies to you for a living. And she's so bought into that world that when people say, hey, I don't like illegal immigrants coming and taking my job, she's like, that's not happening. And it's like, it's not happening to you, Dana Bash, because you have a cushy job at CNN. But it turns out those people in Arizona who live 50 miles from the border, yeah, it happens. Or you, Dana Bash, who are in the elite, who already know what's going on with the government money, and it's doing something that you like. You don't care about the transparency. But again, those people in Arizona, they don't know what's happening with their money. They don't like being taxed at 22% or 37% for some of them. They're just not controversial things, but again, she doesn't understand them because it turns out, again, 85% of Americans think men shouldn't be in women's sports. It's not controversial. And it turns out 100% of people who aren't corrupt want transparency in the government. And what's so funny about this is just kind of how our politics works right now because it's so reactionary, is that all the corrupt people have basically ousted themselves, including Dana Bash, by saying that DOGE is evil. Because then they'll go talk to the voters and not a single one of them agrees because normal people want transparency. And if you don't want transparency, doesn't that mean that you're the corrupt one? And everyone knows it. The voters know it. Dana Bash knows that we know it. And I can't stress this enough. Those were people who voted Democrat 4 years ago. Those are not MAGA Republicans. These are not people who have voted Republican their whole life. You could see a lot of them were on the younger side. These are people who might have voted for the first time in 2020. And so essentially had been lifelong Democrats. Maybe they'd voted for 50 years for Democrats. And yet they voted for Donald Trump. And better yet, this is what's really important about this. They live in Arizona, a swing state. They're not just California Democrats becoming Republicans, which would be nice, but it wouldn't really change the outcome of the election. This is a swing state voter switch to Republicans. You saw it in the last election, and you're seeing it carry forward, and I think you're going to see it in 2028 as well, which is really bad news for Democrats because they already lost, again, every single swing state that there was in the election. So what I think we're going to see, and I'm going to show you this, is a reshaping. So I took the liberty of coming up with what I think the electoral map will look like in 2028 in terms of the odds, and I'm going to show you right now what I think the map will be. Again, this isn't what I think is going to happen at the end. I'm going to show you the new toss-up states. And there's going to be a few interesting observations. For those of you just listening, I'll kind of tell you what's up. A lot of the swing states that were once swing states, I don't think are going to be swing states anymore. I really don't think they will. Pennsylvania is one of them. Arizona is the other one. I don't think they're going to be swing states. I think they're going to be lean right. Does that mean I think they're 100% locked for Republicans and that they can be complacent like they would in my home state of Utah? No, they can't. They got to be careful. I'm just saying, I don't think they're swing states. The new swing states that I have up, and this is kind of based off the 2024 election, are Nevada. Okay, that was already there. Wisconsin, Michigan, those ones were already there. But here are the new ones. New Mexico. New Mexico was within 5% for Donald Trump this last time. No one thought it would be even close to there. So New Mexico is one of them. Minnesota, same boat. I think Minnesota, especially under Governor Walz, I don't think people are pumped about what's going on there. And then, of course, New Hampshire, which historically has been a swing state in the past. It got very close in this last election, as well as New Jersey and Virginia. New Jersey is crazy. I remember watching. I was actually in Washington, D.C. on election night. I remember watching the map and seeing the votes come in for New Jersey and kind of checking the counties, which one are historically more blue. And we're seeing these blue counties turn purple. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't think Trump's going to win it, but I think he's going to be close. And he was. I think he was within 5% in New Jersey. Same deal in Virginia, especially under Glenn Youngkin, who's absolutely fantastic. But here's the most important part of all of this, guys. If you look at the top, you'll notice Republicans without the toss-ups are at 282. Meaning if Republicans under my new map, the Josh Carr map, they don't even need to win any swing states, because they already have it locked down. I truly believe that's going to happen. Basically, the Democrats are in for a shellacking if they don't change course soon. And by all means, I want to be clear about this. By all means, if you're a Democrat elite watching right now, please don't change course. This tax season, the IRS wants your money. Luckily, I've partnered with a business that hates the IRS as much as you do, so they fight to get you every dollar possible. Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America does all federal tax returns for only $69, and it's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. They do all the work, unlike the big services where you're going to spend 4 hours doing your taxes and they're not going to tell you how expensive it is till the end. They've told you upfront and they'll do the work for you. All you have to do is upload your files, answer a few very basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get those tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. A pride parade was shut down this weekend by a Maori New Zealand group of young men. It was kind of weird, but it was also kind of legendary. Take a look. Usually this kind of noise would piss me off, I'm not gonna lie. But I am a fan of what happened here. For those of you who don't know, this is Brian, I wanna give credit where credit is due. This is Brian Tamaki's Man Up movement. You can see it if you're just listening. They're wearing shirts that said Man Up. And if you're watching, you could see them wearing the shirts. This is a Maori group from New Zealand, and it is Christian. There's a lot of Christians in New Zealand. And here's the deal. I think the haka stuff is a little weird. I even think it's a little annoying. I'm the kind of guy who likes a quiet house. I don't like people screaming. But here's the deal. I'm a fan of any movement that shuts down pride parades. I'm cool with it. And the reason why this is so effective, by the way, is I think you got to think about for a second what something like this does to the woke mind. The woke mind essentially says two things at the same time about what's going on here. It says that pride parades are awesome, because you're exposing little kids to gay things and helping them learn their sexuality. That's what the woke mind virus says. But then at the same time, it says that native cultural norms like this are also awesome. Like, clearly that's what wokeism is all about. And so you'll remember, and as an example of this, you'll remember just about a month ago, there was a viral video of people doing the haka at the New Zealand Parliament, and it was praised by Democrats. So that's an example. So they love both. They love the gay pride stuff for the kids. They love the cultural things, you know. But here's the problem. In this instance, these two things are fighting each other. And this is why the intersectional movement is bound to fail. Because what do you do at this point when you see something like this? If you see that cultural things like the haka are good, then you're saying that they can fight pride parades. But if you're saying that pride parades are ultimately the best, then you're saying that natives shouldn't be able to express themselves against a pride parade. And so it's like a real contradiction here. You can see how this would kind of break the woke mind, and of course breaks it because the woke mind virus is a walking contradiction. It's always been a contradiction, but this is just the latest example. It was always bound to be this way, basically, because every group of people, this is what's interesting about this, is more conservative than the white American liberal. They just are. Like, for example, they're trying to protect the supposed minorities, Christian Mexicans, for example, or Native Americans, or Africans, right? These are protected groups that the wokies are trying to protect. But all of those groups that I just mentioned are very conservative, like incredibly conservative groups. And so now they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And this video is just the latest example. And for me, it is glorious to see their minds explode as they realize these groups are that they're just trying to protect out there. They don't believe in any of the woke nonsense that those people are trying to push. Hey guys, I want to let you know about a deal I'm running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, it's up on the bookshelf right there, is only $9.99. It's on sale right now. If you have an Amazon Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. So go check it out right now. I had a great time writing it. I know you'll enjoy reading it as well. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.